What is up, y'all? It is me, Tasha C, and yeah, again, it's been 2.5 months. Ooh, if you want to be truthful with, last time I even did a podcast was several months ago, sometime last year, where I like straight did a podcast. But hugs and loves, everybody. Happy New Year. I know it's latest heck. You know, if you're listening to this now, this is the last day of March 2024, March 31st. Also, happy, Resurrection Day, happy Easter, happy day, sending positive vibes y'all way. It'll be almost a whole year since I've been back, podcasting, YouTubing. Y'all, I tried this last night, last morning, because, usually for some reason I enjoy or always end up doing like podcasts, like, or videos. Usually by the time I do them, it usually be at nighttime. But I just want to, to touch bases on y'all stuff. And let you just admit, one of my biggest things I need to work on about trying to get better as procrastination. But I've been doing like consistently wise, doing better, at least, even though it's been another almost 2 months of stuff that went past by since I uploaded or did anything. Last time I was kind of consistent was like the first year of Rona. I tried to like do a whole year of doing podcasts at least or something, uploading. So considering every other time I tried to do this, I couldn't be consistent with it. But anyways, y'all, before I, do my little rant, and stuff or whatever, as far as just doing podcast, I just say what's up on my mind. I wanted to say real quick, my sis named Nick, I'm going to do all I can, my best, until, and even then, I'll be plugging once she gets on here, as far as on the YouTube streets and open the podcast and so forth. Needy's Kitchen, not only she's a phenomenal person, but sis, we gotta get you on here. You are needed on here, okay? She's a phenomenal cook, storyteller, here, just a phenomenal person. She can even ordain, now she's a dying weight. I forgot she can ordain, she can marry people and stuff. But I would tell more of her story, but it's up for her to tell us, sis. Yes, I'm putting you on blast. Nene's Kitchen, you can find on YouTube. Nene's with a Z, I think that's what it is. But I'll make sure I put it inside of the description, because like I said, even just the kitchen, it's beyond just cooking. It's food for the soul, it's words, it's encouragement, it's decorations, it's cooking, it's recipes, it's like I said, she's a phenomenal designer as well. She's a phenomenal storyteller. She's a really good friend, she's a nice person. She's one of them angel people at earth. Yeah, sis, we gonna get you on here, and I will do it like I said. Until she gets it behind on here, I will have every post video from now on. Well, I will do this, sis, okay? She said she would encourage you to get on her, y'all. If y'all have to, go say, come on, sis. Come on, Nene's Kitchen. Come on, sis. Get on here, okay? But I don't know any other way, but, words are powerful, too. But anyways, y'all, let me get started. I tried this last night. I really did. Of course, trying to plug my sis channel. I try actually using my laptop, and there's a lot of changes trying to do the podcast that way. I'm trying to be more professional. I had microphones before and it didn't work, eventually get more invested when I can to do more microphones. But also a shout out to Jade, Self-Esteem Queen. She is a phenomenal person as well. I wanted to shout out, her candles line, which she makes phenomenal candles. If you're overcoming anxiety, maybe go procrastination, self-healing wise. Even say, you know, when you start, you know, family tree for fertility healing. She's also into Reiki. I hope I'm saying that name right, sis. Forgive me. Healing as well, which is phenomenal. I got to work on, like, you know, if I'm going to sit here and advertise and shout out people's stuff, at least do it a little bit better. But like I said, I'm on top of my head. But yeah, I was actually putting that, you know, both my sis, you know, into the beginning of my video. And I try, and I don't know how the hell to do it, because they're emerging into Riverside, shout out to them, which is like a platform we can use both video and audio. But y'all, it's like a whole studio, and I'm sitting here, like I said, I'm not used to doing that as is, so I had to get used to a whole, you know, new recording thing. You're eventually going to transfer soon, a couple months in the summer. Shoot, it's a spring already. It don't feel like it. It's almost like 40 some degrees yesterday up here in Michigan, but what do you expect? But I tried that way. I tried using the microphones with the phones. It was just every time I kept trying to do it. By the time I kind of figured out maybe what I was going to do or did it, it was like 7 something in the morning. I do suffer from insomnia, and I didn't take my medication to go to sleep. I don't do it all the time anyway, but I was just like, you know what? My ass is going to bed. I tried my best. Maybe it wasn't meant for me to upload anything as of last night. But yeah, y'all, I was really trying to, like, how the hell do I work this video? It was just too much going on. Okay. And there's a lot going on, y'all, from the take that, the Diddy downfall, which I have not covered. And I wanted to talk about the Lizzo situation real quick, of her like giving up, which the message could be like give it up music, but when you listen to it, I just hope like she just takes time off and focuses on herself for healing. Because, you know, some people act like just because people are celebrities that they kind of maybe are not human. And what I mean by that is feeling like just because they're in the limelight, people know them, you know, they're on the TVs, they're on, you know, on social media and shit, that don't mean like people don't have emotions. And some people be like, oh, you get what you sign up for. Now, I'm looking at it from the angle as a woman, a black woman, full big woman, a fat woman, aka Finance Tasha. But anyway, what I want to say is that even if, say, Lizzo, you know, didn't have that darn t-shirt with the ass out, which was a lot, and I'm not saying that because of being a plus-size woman, it's just because it was a lot just because. I was thinking, like, you know, is she going to get off of riders in the butt cheeks by sitting on metal chairs, which she did years ago? But even if she just didn't do anything at all, regardless how much she showed she exercised, had nature during a cereal and stuff where she used coconut water and had like pomegranate, apple, whatever they call, seeds and everything and berries, and showing like she eat, you know, she actually eat, you know, eat like sometimes she goes on vegan diets and shows she has great breathing control, dance coach when she's on the stage and sings, and she used to be rapper, whatever. It's like some people feel like just because of a person is considered fat, and you got to put that shit in quotations, okay, that they have the right to have bad stuff to be treated, they deserve, that they're supposed to accept anything or accept any bullshit from anybody, whether it's dating, whether it's, you know, just like words of, you know, of like, you know, mean words, bullying, or like, you know, well, no wonder she did, you know, this person's just because they're big and blah, 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 and all this other darn shit. You know, there are times when it's enough is damn enough. That don't mean like she has the right to be mistreated, because even before this lawsuit shit, which we have not, have we been hear anything about them, about this lawsuit recently or anything at all? They've been, it's been crickets. for months. I'm still monitoring, of course. I know I've been a couple videos where it's like a big continue. The only thing I stuck with, and I did like the series to an end, and I continued so far recently, was the, if y'all know about the streamers and stuff like that, you know, gamers, the boost drop off situation and how kind of like the BS that came in where he up the leak and talking shit about, you know, like two of his, you know, like boys that was, you know, of course, the popular streamer Kai Cenat and, you know, Yo Rage, you know, so forth. And, the, you know, kind of like the stuff that went down. He was talking shit about a lot of people. Okay. But, you know, I was concerned about that series, but I had, as far as Lizzo, you know, it was just the other day. But, you know, like I said, a person can feel one way at a time, but it doesn't mean they're not going through a lot, you know. And like I said, people have attacked Lizzo, regardless how beautiful and talented she is as a person. It does not matter. It doesn't matter if she sat here, or I game pay, you know, 100, you know, 100 people they rent and all this other stuff. It wouldn't matter. I'm gonna go to her last comment because I went on her timeline, and it's the last comment. But like I said, but you know, it's just anybody who's feeling that way. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I feel that way too. It's just like, I don't even know what it's worth, like, coming on here or doing YouTube videos or having moments like, am I worthy enough? But it's just bullshit, you know. How much did I cuss? But anyway, let me listen to her. Have y'all listen. That's what I meant to say. Because just the day before, like, the Lady Girl Summer stuff, she was just promoting, like, a couple days ago. And I think that's where she has, like, pajamas, lingerie, you know, activewear, leggings, and all this other stuff. You know, the company, I think she's had at least about a year and stuff, you know, and stuff. But let's listen to her message, y'all. I'm getting tired of putting up of being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. You know, like I said, it's just, you know, she's feeling, hopefully she feels better and she's able to get help, because, you know, great health is wealth. And, you know, it she needs to be able to have self-care. I know last year she also lost her dog of several years, you know, as well, besides with all the stuff with the alleged losses, which some of them are connected with people who work for her, and it seemed like her name was being used, and that's why she, it's just a lot. But anyways, y'all, all I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little bit better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked up by people who don't know me and disrespect my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit. And that's what I've just said before. Like I said, you know, you got Jack here and we need you. We, you know, it's good to, like, everybody to give, like, a chorus of words. Remember, from Kid Fury to Paris Hilton, LaToya Luckett, High Speed, Jazzy Faye, Melba Moore, you know, Michelle Lutz. It's just, like I said, it can be a lot. And, like I said, continuously seeing positive vibes. Also, the underrated phenomenon singer, so right, TJ Mo, just Complex a bit, Simplicity. Still one of the priceless albums. Let's go listen to that. But like I said before, like, you know, sometimes it is a lot. And it just, like, so like I said, I know it's being repetitive, but sometimes it can be a lot. And, you know, some people thinking like, well, she has everything, blah 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 blah, like, why the hell should she, you know, like, feel that type of way or whatever because she has everything. This woman also lost, I think she was either in when she was in her early 20s, because I know she's about to be 30, I think 36 next month, okay. The reason why I remember it, because I know somebody who had the exact same birthday as her, okay. But, you know, she's lost her dad either in her, like, early 20s or late teens or something. And so it's like you don't know what people are going to. And just because people think you or you think they have everything does not mean that people can't still be go through stuff or kind of like be omitted from having days or times, you know, like I said, having moments or say like dealing with like such things as depression or whatever, you know, is not connected to meaning like of what you don't have, like say in a physical sense. And meaning that you can have everything physical, you know, you can have the best relationship, finance ninja, whatever, or finance girl, whatever, the best sex, they have any common walls, you have the best of everything, you making money in your sleep, that does not mean automatically that everything is going well, okay, or everything's just fine, or that does not mean, you know, it equals, there's a correlation between, like what you have, or you know, all the fame or what you have equates to equal, you know, peace, tranquility, joy, happiness, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that's my take on that. You know what I'm saying? And nor should you be mistreated or whatever, or be treated as like she just because she's a bigger person, regardless whether she's, you know, it just messed up sometimes. People feel like I said, you're supposed to tolerate or accept any bullshit just because. It's ridiculous, shoot. And now some people feel like I have the right to treat you because you're such and such, fill in the blank, such and such, such and such. It's whack as okay, I'm trying to avoid saying the F word until later on this podcast. You know, I am trying to cut down on my cussing. Y'all, I just heard last week listening to the radio. Who is this faux bats? I listened to the radio finally, just had turned it on, not, you know, listening through like, you know, Spotify or anything like that. I listened to them. My first time wasn't until last week when it was like four bass featuring, you know, Drake, whatever. And I was like, okay, this is a cool breezy song. You need voice, but this is a vibe song. What is it? A date at eight, some shit like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is fine. This is kind of nice, whatever. And then I see him with, you know, and this is a new word, y'all. Like I said, some of the streamers I watch, you know, their twin sisters. I have found out also, you know, like through my nephew, Lil Kenny. Shout out to Lil Kenny. You know, it they that mask where they got their face is still shown, but it's like covering their ears and the hair and stuff. It's called a shiesty. So he's sitting here sing the song in a shiesty, whatever. But other than that, what other information y'all have? Do y'all know about him? He has a YouTube channel that seemed like it just popped up like the end of December with a couple songs. And also, he's on that channel, Avistar. Like I said again, shout out to streamers I watch like Under Radar, where a lot of like usually rappers or singers, so some of them, but more so like rappers, because I think they go to Colors and stuff like that. Like if it, like that could be a combination of singers or rappers and stuff. And Jim, as far as like some people, you know, showcasing their works, but Under Radar, where, you know, they'll have like a little freestyle or something or a song, and they be on the mic and stuff. Some of them are new artists, some of them are, you know, artists that are out here right now. And he just had like, where you gonna use that gun or something? What the hell? That's it. But other than that, do we know anything about this dude? What is about him? I've been trying to Google. I asked my nephew, you know, Lil Kenny, because he's one of those, like I said, shout out to the BG babies. If I explained before, they, you know, the kids, like, you know, my niece and nephew, just the babies, I call them. And wait a minute, he do have an Instagram. Let me shut my mouth. Wait a minute, it's called Four Bats. I didn't even know he had one. I've been Googling to see if there was any information. It's still no information about him, though. he got the shiesty on. Like I said, it's a mask. That's a that's the type of mask. I don't know what ski mask. But he has 42 posts. And I know it's weird for heck for me to see this, because it's like, there's no interview with this dude. People are saying he's an industry plant. He signed a Drake. I also, yay, Kanye, whatever to him this week, also has co-signed him. That's the only information that I do not know. Do we know where he lives? Does anybody know where he lives? What made him start the music? Other than that, pre-say make you a stare. Other than that, like, okay, what about him? What else about him? Because I was finna say, when I googled him the other day, it's like I do like to know a little bit about, you know, when, you know, you vibe, whether it's an artist, you know, in music, an actor, something. Like, can I at least get some information about him? Okay, what about this dude? I don't know. I just, they talk about business inquiries. Is she gonna talk? What is his real voice? Okay. So Bashi, another, okay, this is last year. So he's been popping off. And let's go. TV just got on a rap. Grabbed on the Ray to Freestyle. What? But does he talk? Does anybody know? Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't mean to do that, y'all. Mm-mm. No copyright. I ain't monetized back again yet, y'all. But I ain't trying to see and have my ish shut down. They're talking about copyright. I just accidentally pressed something. Yeah, he has, like, social media, but I don't know his actual voice. Has he done an interview? Okay. Wait a minute. Let's see. Is this... Wait a minute. I was just sleeping on the floor, now I'm on the phone with Ye. Y'all can't tell me this is Jeremy the 15th. So, okay. Oh, he's showing, like, he face call and look like with Ye and, okay, but like I said, is this his voice? Let me hear it. Y'all, I'm trying to see. Wait a minute. Ain't this something? It just showed him. He zoomed in that to show, like, he in a car with Ye. And again, I don't hear his voice. I'm up here. This is a pet peeve. But what is his real voice? I mean, that's what people are like. Is this AI? What is it going on here? Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying is, what is his real voice? Where does it come from? Stuff like that. It's really like he's a mystery or Curry Marby industry plant. But I'm not going to lie, a few songs I've heard him, I'm like, he's a vibe. So I do like his stuff, though. Other than that, y'all, let's what else did I want to talk about rambling? I may review a show or two. I know I still had to go back and review the two shows that when I got back on here last year, and might as well finish them. One was very good, but I need to go back to that. But I will tell you this. I know I need to go back to the soap opera, but I'm going to have to also, like I said, videos that I need to continue back on besides the whole Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj thing. I do need to go back, but I would not go back and Crazy in Love, that BS there. I'm not reviewing the rest of that show. It's going to stay where it is, but I at least need to make a video too about, you know, On the Rocks or whatever. I forgot I made that little mini series about that hot ass mess with Blueface and Chris Sean and all of them and shit. And I really got to explain why I would not be going back and doing the Chris and Rock fuckery again. It explains it itself. But the show, I forgot what is the name, and I'm not trying to purposely forget. Oh, I'm a Virgo. That was a mini series. It's like kind of like an action sci-fi with a dash of probably comedy and drama. I definitely wanted to go back and finish that series. I think it's a total 8 episodes and I only had did one review. And since I put myself out there, and even, and thank goodness there's only 1 or 2 more episodes left in the miniseries and it got canceled, but the way this, the hot ass mess with the idol or whatever the hell that is, that weekend hot mess. Yeah, I know it was 2 more episodes left, and y'all, I appreciate who sacrificed y'all time and ears to to watch and listen to that. But I know I gotta go back and do them. You know, just to finish what I started, I just figure I would do that. One thing I have accomplished that I have not done in several years that I used to love is reading. But now, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I've been addicted. Unless, like, say I get a hardcover once in a while, I love listening to audiobooks. But it was only once in a while. And I mean once in a while, like maybe 1 or 2 per year. Even though I will rent the books from libraries and stuff, you know, my library, and also do Hoopla, which usually is another link where you get usually sometimes books that you can't even get from your regular library, or, you know, a Triangle Live free trial discount with Audible from Amazon if I can. I've been listening to audiobooks. My first time in years that, well, now, like I said, I'm listening to books instead of, like, reading them. I used to one time years ago, if I could, I would digitally, you know, read the book, you know, digital file, and at the same time listening to it. But now I just want to listen to it while I'm, you know, doing other stuff or, you know, whatever. And it's my first time that that I read 2 books consistently, and they both are good. If y'all ever want to say possible, it's a memoir, I think you would have called it, that's actually read in the voice of the comedian Miss Pat, that tells a story of life and what she went through and she survived through. And it's an interesting listen. You know, like, this, she was a young mother, and I do mean young mother. She was a child, with great, you know, the daddy was, you know, pedos and all this other stuff, and she had, you know, she was dealing drugs, but it was just like phenomenal story where she came from, and, you know, she's, you know, she also has the show, excuse me, off of BET Plus, which is, I ain't gonna lie, is a wonderful guilty pleasure. But that, I did actually like her story. The last book I just finished reading with my trial or Audible credit, because they only, some books, Amazon, they audible company, they'll have, they only have an reading audiobook form there and nowhere else. And so I took advantage of, like I said, there, you know, they're not just all the free trial, but, you know, very discount offer where you can get it and get 1 credit per, you know, whatever the free trial is. And I finally listened to, I still haven't seen the movie yet, The Perfect Fine by Tia Williams. There's a couple more other books she got that I'll eventually listen to, I'll go back to. But I finally listened to it, and it's about, y'all, 12 hours, you know, maybe more, say, like, you're reading it from the pages. But I did actually enjoy the book, because it wasn't also a typical, like, as far as I'm concerned, romantic story or love story. But I did enjoy it, personally, to me. It's, you know, yeah, y'all like fashion, even though it's got 2012, you know, I think it's based on the time 2012, I think, in New York. It's, you know, like I said, it's not the type of person, like, okay, people just fall in love, maybe they will, maybe they won't. It's one of those things where, you know, it's about finding love or finding life, and life sometimes where it is for a season, and realizing, you know, growth, no growth, this and that, the thing of gossip, the thing of, you know, trying to find yourself. I know I just repeated that, but that's what I felt. And now I'm on my 3rd book by Alexandria Warren. Now I'm using another credit, but this is like my 4th chapter, y'all, called Oops. If I be consistent, hopefully I get back to reading, because the last time I was an avid reader like that, where I used to love books, was when I was a kid. And it's something so, like, cool sometimes, just like listening to books and imagining the what's going on, where the words and the authors are able to put together a story format, and you're able to vision in your head what is going on. And that's, you know, sometimes the conflict when it comes to, like, when you're trying to bring it to life on screen. But y'all, do y'all wish, if y'all ever, like, used to read the books, like, they were popular, and it's not just, like, when the coldest winter, and I don't think I'm going to listen or read, I'm not sure, mad, if the Sister Soldier, like, Life After Death thing, like, coldest winter. The series that I wish that they would probably have and they should bring to life is if they ever make the Fly Girl series, which was 3 books, and I still gotta read. I think the second one is also on I forgot what her name was, but it was based on a girl who was a fly girl, and she ended up becoming popular, starting as 3 different books in total series. Just like it was a bunch of books around that time that were popular. But yeah, I heard the Netflix movie of Perfect Fine wasn't really all that good. But you know, y'all, it's hard to make an adaptation be great. But y'all, do y'all enjoy books? I know, like I said, you know, I'd be up here rambling stuff. And what certain books do you like to read, if any? Or do you know you do a combination? Do you auto books? Do you do digital as well? I'm trying to add that in as well, as far as, who knows, maybe I might join a book club, maybe I might make a book club if I'm consistent enough where I feel comfortable about doing that. Because like I said, it's something about personally meeting books sometimes, and say, like, you know, you're doing a craft or doing something else, or you're cooling around, you're able to listen, like, personally me, like, more convenient about having access to audiobooks of certain books. But I'm, like I said, I'm on the Alexandra Warren, that's, like, she's Black author. I think she's more something known for, like, the romance as well, and it's a book called Oops, and I'm on, like I said, on chapter 4. Listening to that. That was a suggestion I seen after I finished reading Tim Williams. I really do want to watch that series, Diary from Detroit. I heard it's actually funny as fuck. And also, you know, I ain't gonna lie, you know, I figure also because it's based on Detroit, and one of the ladies is from Detroit. It's interesting, turn out it's actually a sister from Kwame Kilpatrick. And you know how the controversy of that, you know, that was the former, you know, Detroit mayor and all that stuff with jail and all that stuff that went down with him and shit. And his sister, one of his sister's siblings, has made this show. And, you know, I have not watched it, but I heard some good reviews about that. So hopefully they get another season. But speaking of other seasons, y'all, have y'all noticed this thing about how a lot of shows, even the good content that I've noticed, that are basically being canceled regardless how good they are, that became popular with, you know, became popular. Like, the show that was on the Easter Rest called Rap Shit. Recently, they already had to be delayed because the whole thing, you know, with the actors and the writer's strike. And that I think they haven't had one in several years. And, you know, it was pushed back already to November. And then all of a sudden, as soon as a couple, I think it was like last month or something, right? They came up and was like, yeah, we canceled your ass. Ta-da. And it's like, okay, this is the second show that Issa Rae, which Issa Rae, by the way, originally, I think the show was called Awkward Black Girl. She originally, for what I remember, got her start from YouTube, okay? And, you know, if y'all know about her, that, you know, it's self-explanatory as far as, like, her being out there. And, you know, how popular she is. But, you know, she had a reality series about these kids not kids, but, you know, these young folks who, you know, it was a rally show and these kids, you know, coming up on their, you know, careers now here in, you know, California, because that's where she's from. And I will give credit, Issa Rae is like, she be finding a lot of phenomenal music and stuff. When the show Insecure and stuff, for example, I had found some artists like Baby Rose and Blood Orange and all this, you know, different gems of people I would never even known or heard about if it wasn't for her being on the show, you know, having them on the show, whatever, or mentioning them on the show. And so it was, I think it was called Sweet Life. So now that show was canceled after 2 seasons. The, you know, HBO Max, the Max, you know, maxing them up, whatever, the, you know, called it. And they said, because I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch the second season of Rap Shit. But I have gotten, like, so, like, you know, like, a little bit shaky about watching shows the first season or even the second season. Shoot, sometimes I might wait until maybe the fourth season, if I feel sometimes comfortable about watching them, especially the black or the brown, is, you know, like shows, for example, and see how they play out after so many seasons, because that does, like I said, just because they're a great series does not guarantee, y'all, that they are going to be on our screen and have actual ending and stuff, okay? Or even say they get canceled. The, you know, it was that show, Ray Devine. I never watched it. One of my sisters' time, she used to watch a series. Now, even, you know, certain shows that get canceled, but they still will end with a movie where, you know, you still get a conclusion. Even, I never really watched the show Noah's Ark. Or, you know, it was, I'm trying to remember how to describe the show, but it was kind of like the black gay version of Sex and the City. And I watched, they even had a concluding, you know, ending of their short lived. I didn't watch it all the time, but I watched like episodes off the few little seasons that they were on. But other than that, besides, we talk Winning Time, which is based on the Lakers, you know, when they were like, why am I forgetting names? But it was based on the Lakers and Magic Johnson. I hope I'm saying, why am I like acting like I'm about to forget stuff, whatever. See, that's me with my sleeping pattern and shit. And, but, you know, when they were coming out and stuff, it, the second season, they canceled it. I didn't watch it, but again, I was, you know, watching it to see how it plays out. I used to watch Power, and I've been listening to people's and watching people's reviews about the new season, and I guess because they're about to have the prequel, if y'all watch the Power series and stuff and know about Ghost and Tommy and stuff, the prequel that includes the Nari prequel about the character Kanan and stuff, Kanan, which is on Play Raising Kane now, which they got renewed for another season. The Power was to speak a Ghost in Tasha's son, Tyreek. They canceled, but they're going to have 2 parts. They're going to have a series, but they're ending it where it's on, they're on their only, what, their fourth or barely fifth season? And at least you would think, like, considering where it's going, at least would have had, like, a couple more seasons. But, yeah. Again, maybe I think that's to cut the budget and prepare for the prequel. But like I said, I just listed 3 shows on HBO Max alone, okay, that were canceled. And again, I think also Winning Time has, like, predominantly, of course, you know, had a certain amount of black actors. Who else, not to say they got canceled, but there's a couple other shows. I'll probably think about it, of course, after I do this podcast. But y'all, is this like becoming more of a trend about like these cancel? Oh yeah, the Wonder Years reboot. I watched the original Wonder Years I watched it on off a couple, you know, like episodes on off of the Wonders first season. And of course, the reboot, which had to do this time with a black family, got canceled. Even that was a great show as well. Like I said, that seems to be a pattern. Like, what is going on with these shows? Is Issa Rae going to take her show to another network where she can finish Rap Shit? Because it's really sad that that show is canceled and that's it. And it's the second, like I said, show of Issa Rae recently where it's been canceled. From least, Insecure had an ending, you know. But what I'm saying is, it's like, why is this becoming a phenomenon? Why are certain shows that maybe carry, which, you know, I don't like saying really the word minority, but you get what I'm saying, that why is this becoming common? Speaking of being random, I wanted to read an article. Hopefully I got it saved, y'all, because I ain't gonna be up here sitting here talking about, oh, let me go to this real quick, even though I even had the tab saved. And I don't have it saved at all. I just thought, nope, it's not on here. Oh, okay. Speaking of books, while I'm up here talking about, you know, such as like TV and stuff like that, I found this article very interesting because it's another book I have seen but never read yet, and it got an audio book and I just found it again. I was looking for it but found it again. And when I was looking for it, because I almost forgot the name of the book, I actually ran into this article I wanted to read real quick about books about colorism. Now, I'm not going to go real deep about this topic in this podcast, but you know, it was something phenomenal about it. It was a book called The Darkest Child, but when I was trying to look for the title, I couldn't find it at first. So I found out about this because the real reality, there is colorism in the United States and worldwide. Heck, I remember even reading about it in some of the books in when I was taking, I had to take a couple of sociology courses when I was still in college. And remember reading about how over the world, like how they try to make it seem like lighter is better and so forth. And this is called 2190.com, and it's about books. And 2190, 7 books about colorism that help you better understand and confront it lifestyle by Amar Mariah. And this was published April 4th, 2023. And in the book, colorism shows us several aspects of the society glowing up. Here are some books about colorism to help you understand. And personally, before I get into this article, y'all, I like dealt with that as far as having a sibling with my sisters, like dealing with sometimes with the colorism issue. And because she's a brown skinned woman, you know, dark, or you know, a dark brown skinned woman, and dealing with, like I said, with issues alone, or you know, or knowing people like just because brown skin, like, oh, you're pretty for a brown skinned girl, or you're pretty for this. It's just stupid shit. Okay. Jodie Turner Smith, isn't that the lady, the actress that is splitting up with her husband, the actor? I don't know by name, but I would know him by face. And she was in the first, like, hearing about it was in that movie, but it was, personally, I'm not going to say it was mediocre, whatever, but that movie with Queen the Slim. But she's, here we go. Open up about how raising her biracial daughter has given her some space to heal from experience with colorism. Being a dark-skinned woman, her reality in the world would be notably different from that of her daughter's. As she knows, in a conversation with Ellie Magazine, the British actress shared some realities that may resonate with many across the dysphoria. I hope I'm saying that name right, y'all. Just to let y'all know, I do be cutting and slashing up words. As much as colorism has weaved its way into cultures everywhere, dark-skinned black women are often on the harshest receiving end of it. Colorism seems to be inescapable, as it takes a lot inner work to navigate that. Turner Smith is working through this herself while thinking about raising her mixed-race daughter. She is going to be walking through the world not only having an experience I did not have, but looking like looking like people that, in a way, I always felt tormented by, she shares in an Ellie interview. She said that raising her daughter will offer the opportunity to heal her. The conversations around colorism. While colorism has plagued Black communities for generations, there are books about this issue that lay a bare realities of the situation. What is colorism? Colorism within racism and essentially the preferential treatment of lighter-skinned people. It exists beyond the African diaspora and is evident in Latin America, castile systems and Asian other racialized systems that seek to diminish the worth and beauty of darker skin. It is normalized societal war for those who peer closer to whiteness and features and further from quote-unquote Blackness. Colorism, also shadism, is eternal as much as it is about internal judgments of racialized group. Within the Black community or even within families, colorism is evident and often unchecked. You're pretty for a Black girl and other colorist behaviors. A compliment that is not a compliment. Just like shit, I know I gotta put this in there, like, you're pretty for a big girl, or you're pretty for this and this, or whatever. What type of shit is that? Faces like, you're pretty for a Black girl, prove how being dark and pretty are contrary. It is anti-Black way of thinking. Turner Smith and her fair share of comments like these, and used to further motivate her understanding on what it means to show up as a darker skin tone woman. In a feature in the Coco Queen of Slim actress reveals, she forced high self-esteem herself until eventually she started truly believing in herself fully. Sorry, y'all, I'm just waiting for the scan. Literature is a great way to better understand the effects of hidden realities of colorism society. In this list, 2090 spotlights 7 books about colorism to get you started. Let's get into them, y'all. 7 books about colorism to read or gift. Don't Play in the Sun by Marita Golden. Don't Play in the Sun, a woman's journey through color complex. This book confronts colorism that runs rampant in familiar and personal spaces. Marita Golden encourages self-advocacy and self-love in the face of older generations that perpetuate colorist standards. The book leads with the compliment, "Don't play in the sun, you're going to have to get a light skin humor for the sake of your children as is." This is no some all too familiar. Well, damn, oof. Is this a memoir or, this is the book. I always seen the cover, but I, you know, was trying to find it. The Darkest Child. Dolores Phillips writes a heart-wrenching but deliberate tale about colorism survival. In his fictional read, colorism show up in the household between young Tammy Mae Quinn and her mother, Roselle. There are not many books that focus on emotional pains of colorism. Here, Phillips writes the courage about the lived reality of colorism of one Black family in the outskirts of Georgia. The Shades of Difference, Why Skin Color Matters. Okay, this is edited by Evelyn Nicole Glitz. I hope I'm saying this right. Colorism has made its mark on many cultures and communities. In this book, Evelyn Glitz embraced many scholars and writers to examine the role Western-dominated culture and media have played on dismantling the idea of light skin globally. The Bluest Eye, the Bluest Eye Vanished in the Matrix by, the legend, Heavenly Legend of Tolan Morrison, as far as with books. That was years ago when I did talked about her. I watched a book that was based on, you know, she was, you know, in her own words, and you were able to rent the movie for free, you know, through Hoopla, which, like I said, it's part of the library, and it was interesting to hear from her words. Now, that's a book I didn't read. I'm not gonna lie, I mostly read Toni Morrison books. The few I did read, or like people told me about them, is because of they were assigned in English class during school, like either high school. And it was one I remember having to read for an English woman class called Sola, and you know, or seeing like the book version, like she's beloved with adaptation of Oprah Winfrey, Donald Glover being like, you know, the main leads in that book. But that's how I know about The Bluest Eye, is knowing people who had to read, you know, that in certain English class during school. But this Toys Mars class tells a story at a Piccola Breelove. She's an 11-year-old who prays hard for eyes to turn blue. This is a comprehensive look of colors and morals of world making that doesn't shy away from colors, allergies in the eye. There's also a thing that I wanted to say real quick, is also if y'all decide to read this book, it's not also just dealing with like her with the color misallergies. It's also dealing with like how, and even though finally it's starting to look down on and hopefully be down more, was taking more seriously about the Geppetto and, you know, certain issues such as that, if you know what I mean. And dealing with young kids not being kids and kids being sexualized and being violated. I'll leave it as that. Black hair does not exist. And also, I'm not going to say because the other one, because I think it's in Spanish, and I'm not even going that. Even though I took two semesters, I had, unfortunately, I had to take it during high school. This bilingual take on colorism look at the term bad hair and pelo malo and outlines how damaging the true the idea was. So Mala Alice Rue Brown wrote this book with the other side of colorism in mind, hair. Often hair could be a signifier of colorism and discrimination. The closer your hair texture resembles the Eurocentric beauty standards, the more favor you receive. This illustrated book details how thinking contributes to lower self-esteem on children and adults. Film and fabrication, how Hollywood determines how we see colorism, a cultural reading. Okay, if you are curious about how colorism shows in your favorite Hollywood movies, then this book is the perfect read. This book outlines a fortunate truth. Hollywood is often a key mannerism for reinforcing colorism, a racist representation to erasure. There is much to challenge about the way colorism is embodied in mainstream storytelling. With this aid to me in mind, but applies to several communities globally. I'm not going to mess with the mixed race experience. Okay, the mixed race experience discusses the studies, the personal studies of which it actually means to be a person of mixed race heritage. Natalie Nanomi Edmonds, the founder of Anti-Racist Advocacy and Platform Everyday Racism, experimentally shared a complex and mixed race identity. The book provides insights into colorism from mixed race privilege and blatant discrimination. The book homes on mixed race identity in your United Kingdom, but it's applicable around the world. Okay. Oh, 5 books to add to yourself about Black women reclaiming their bodies. I wonder does it have to do, okay, sorry y'all. I don't know if I'm gonna like put this in like a couple podcasts where I'll talk about maybe books or certain themes. Not all the time, you know. It was like I said, even this thing, I first thought I was gonna write and like put, you know, things to talk about, but I always like as far as right now go on top of my head. But I just thought, like, say, people wanted to read about certain things. And, you know, that stuff, unfortunately, that still applies today about that issue. But, okay, it's getting on to the RER. Sorry, I be trying to make these podcasts entertaining stuff, whatever. But, you know, I do what I can. But anyways, why won't let me... Anyways, also, besides this being the last day, and this is Resurrection Day and so forth, and the last day of March and all that other stuff, tomorrow will be April the 1st. I'm going to say Fool's Day, beginning of April. If y'all know about Mercury Retrograde, I'm sick and tired of rats. It's the first one this year. You know, things pass, you know, electronics and all this stuff. You can, boy, sign contracts. It's like, It comes 3-4 times a year. If y'all don't know about it, and it's annoying as hell. I can't stand it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like that time. And I think another time is supposed to be in August, and it's always one about December. I remember the one time it came around my birthday. It's to each his own with people. Yeah, if y'all hear that in the background, it is a blender. I don't have, like, you know, a podcast studio. I just be chilling. So if y'all hear the sound effect in the background, like, what the hell is that? Yeah, that is a blender. Oh. Anyways, y'all. I wonder what else can I think of that made me want to end this. Like I said, beside murky retrograde stuff, I really want to make sure I be consistent, considering it's coming up to a year since I got back on here, y'all. And I also want to say real quick, and I probably hope to remember to bring it up, the maximum recording time is 60 minutes. Okay, well, it's almost going on an hour. I'm glad I looked at the darn thing, because, like I said, I haven't done this darn long that I didn't even know. Like, I forgot, like, it's been 50 hours. Because, you know, y'all, if y'all know about the Charlie Brown series, and have y'all watched the Charlie Brown Racial Flake and the only black character on Apple Plus TV, all these damn streaming services and stuff? Did y'all watch? I don't know. I looked at the commercial on social media. But, you know, I brought that up, you know, about how I can talk like, wah, 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 wah. But anyways, y'all, I was saying about actress Jim, if y'all know Jim, that Nye Bush, I hope I'm saying her name correctly. If not, I gotta remember. And I actually have followed her, and she actually had liked, the video where I said I was coming back after some of my years of making podcasts and stuff. She is definitely a treasure. But anyways, y'all, as that means, that is my time to get off of here, and I will be back soon, and I will continue to hope y'all get y'all entertained. But like I said, I just, you know, wanted to get my foot wet and, you know, not let it linger on where once it gets to 3 months, then I'll slide to 4 months, and then I'll be back again where I'm like, you know, trying to avoid something when I really wanted to come back on here and, you know, be back. And like I said, since we waiting on your get on YouTube, your podcast, shows me and stuff like that, and get on here. Okay, but anyway, hugs and love, y'all. I will see y'all in the next one, whatever. You know, hopefully by then I at least have listened, aka read my another book. And I forgot to tell y'all, I did listen to the Bobby Brown in his own words. Personally, me, I actually did like it. Is there any book that I have not listened or read to that I didn't like? I'll come up with that. Like I said, I did not like the week the idol that screamed for help, but I'm gonna finish it because I started it. I'm not gonna tell y'all when. I'm just gonna do it. I'm supposed to do it. I do want to make sure I get to the But I'm Virgo cities, like I said, you know, because Finish Was Started, it is unique, and I did like it so far. I actually haven't watched the second episode, but then I got sidetracked and forgot to make a video about it, you know, video aka podcast. But anyways, like I said, hubs and love, and enjoy y'all day, y'all have your time, whatever. If y'all, the rest of the day, if you believe in Jesus and so forth. But like I said, I am out of it, and I will see y'all in the next one. Like I said again, hugs and love, y'all take care.